You are listening to the only Catholic radio station here in the Diocese of Portsmouth. This is Radio Immaculata, bringing forth Christ through Mary.
Ave Maria, I am Father Pio, speaking on Radio Immaculata from the Diocese of Portsmouth, UK. This program is dedicated to promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lord revealed to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque that it was his ardent desire that this devotion be established in the world as a means of drawing men from the path of perdition into which Satan was hurrying them in great numbers. Also at Fatima, the Blessed Virgin showed the three shepherds a vision of hell and of the countless souls who fall therein. She affirmed that God wishes to establish in the world devotion to the Immaculate Heart as a means of saving souls from hell. By consecrating souls and families to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the reign of Satan and sin will be destroyed forever, and the blessed reign of the two hearts of Jesus and Mary will be established in all hearts, in all families, and in human society. Ave Maria, good evening and welcome once again to this episode of this program dedicated to devotion to the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the past episodes, using as a guide a book written by Father John Croisset titled A Devotion to the Sacred Heart, we have spoken about the necessary dispositions that we need to have in order to derive fruit from devotion to the Sacred Heart. We spoke about four necessary dispositions, which are a great horror of sin, a lively faith, a great desire to love Jesus ardently, and lastly, interior recollection. In this episode, we will begin to speak about some of the obstacles that prevent us from deriving great fruit and great profit from devotion to the Sacred Heart. But first of all, as is our custom, let us listen to this song, O Sacred Heart, O Love Divine, and prepare ourselves for this hour with the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Here, O heart of love divine. What sweet delights, what wealth untold from thee do ever flow. Heart of Jesus,
So, one of the obstacles which prevent us from deriving great profit from devotion to the Sacred Heart is tepidity. Devotion to the Sacred Heart today is very widespread. This devotion has flowered over the centuries, and today it is greatly complemented by devotion to the Divine Mercy. These two devotions are inseparable and should be considered as one, for the heart of Jesus is only one. As a result, this devotion, or devotion to the Sacred Heart, is widespread amongst the Catholic faithful. Yet, as Father John Croisset affirms in his book, not all feel the ardent love for Jesus Christ, nor do all experience that sweetness which the Sacred Heart gives to those whom he loves, even though these favors are the fruit of devotion to the Sacred Heart. Once I read about a pious young woman who died at the age of 32 years. According to the story, this woman had a great devotion to the most holy hearts of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. This reminds me, the other day someone spoke to me about the most chaste heart of Jesus, the devotion to the most chaste heart of Jesus. Hopefully, one day we will be able to talk also about this devotion. Anyway, this pious young woman had a great devotion to the most holy hearts of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And this young lady had a little child and often derived great pleasure from invoking the names of the Holy Family and teaching her little child to do the same. And many times when she pronounced these names, her eyes would fill with tears of devotion. She would appear to be in a sort of ecstasy. Even in the illness that finally took her life, the names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph never left her lips. This is the example of a woman who lived long ago. She died in 1860. But I am sure that today there are souls who love the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary with the same ardent devotion. and we experience such sweetness and consolation from this devotion. The problem is, these souls are few. This only goes to show that not everyone practices this devotion as it should be practiced. Because if we truly practice the devotion, then we will see fulfilled in our lives those promises which the Sacred Heart made to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque when he said, "Tepid souls will become more fervent. Fervent souls shall rise quickly to great perfection." But as it happens, there are in us a number of obstacles which prevent us from deriving great fruit from this devotion. And as long as these obstacles remain, we will never really be able to rise to the heights of perfection and love towards the Sacred Heart, and consequently, we won't be able to feel the consolation and sweetness that many experience in this devotion. And according to Father John Croisset, these obstacles which few people surmount dry up the source of graces and are the reason why God communicates himself intimately to only a few souls. So what are these obstacles? I already mentioned one, tepidity, great tepidity in the service of God. Father Croisset mentions another three. They are self-love, secret pride, and certain passions not mortified over a long period of time. These four obstacles are the source of all other faults and imperfections which stop so many souls on the road to piety. So today we will be talking about tepidity. What is tepidity? Tepid is an adjective meaning lukewarm. And tepid people or things are lukewarm or lacking in enthusiasm or emotion. In the spiritual life, this is actually a capital sin. It has its root in a capital sin, which is known as sloth. Sloth is a capital sin which inclines us to avoid effort and hardship with regards to spiritual things. Spiritual sloth is also known as acedia. And according to the Dominican theologian, Father Reginald Garrigou Lagrange, acedia is an evil sadness opposed to spiritual joy, which is the fruit of generosity in the love of God. This sadness, which is radically opposed to that of contrition, depresses the soul and weighs it down because it does not react as it should. Then it reaches a voluntary disgust for spiritual things because they demand too much effort and self-discipline. As a result, the soul tends to perform them negligently, to shorten them or to omit them under vain pretexts. Whereas devotion, which is a promptness of the will in the service of God, lifts the soul up. Spiritual sloth weighs down and crushes the soul, and ends by causing it to find the yoke of the Lord unbearable and to flee the divine light, which reminds it of its duties. Acedia is a cause of tepidity or spiritual lukewarmness. And since devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a continual exercise of ardent love of God, it is evident that tepidity is also a great obstacle to acquiring a true devotion to the Sacred Heart or deriving any profit from it. Tepidity should not be confused with spiritual aridity, which in divine trials is accompanied by true contrition for our sins, by fear of offending God, by a keen desire for perfection, by a need of solitude, of recollection, and of the prayer of simple gaze. Tepidity or lukewarmness is a dreadful disease, a disease of the soul, and the sacred heart cannot endure a tepid soul. I am sure everyone is familiar with those words of Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 to 16. There our Lord says to the church of Laodicea, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Who that you were cold or hot? So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. I will spew you out of my mouth. I will vomit you out of my mouth. So this is a terrible thing that can happen to us if we are like, if as a result of tepidity, we are like vomit to the Lord. Tepidity can be likened to a kind of sluggishness produced by a gradual weakening of our moral forces. It is usually the case of souls who, after having reached a certain degree of fervor, gradually allow themselves to become lax. What are the causes of tepidity? One major cause is a defective spiritual nourishment. We should understand that to live and grow, our soul needs spiritual food. The soul is usually nourished by various spiritual exercises like meditation, spiritual reading, prayer, and the practice of the virtues, of the Christian virtues, the fulfillment of the duties of one state of life, and other spiritual exercises. If these exercises are performed with negligence, with voluntary distractions, the soul gradually becomes weak and incapable of practicing Christian virtues. Hence, the soul finds itself in a state of habitual dissipation, commits a multitude of venial sins, and rarely feels sorrow